Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 5th, 2022. What should a leader be like? Question: how does the feeling of slight superiority over others affect our psyche? Let's say a person suddenly gets power in some department at work. I am not talking about state power over millions of people. What is going on in the psyche of a person? Answer: a person should receive such an education that makes him feel not higher, but lower than others in order to make an effort to pull himself up to the others. He must feel that he still lacks something to be like others. In such a state, he has the opportunity to grow. After all, when he feels his flaws, he has the opportunity to grow and the opportunity to control. If he loses the feeling of his flaw, then he loses the opportunity even to lead, to position himself correctly in this world. A leader should see others above himself. Question: but he is a leader after all. He looks at the people and he sees that he is smarter and stronger. Answer: it is in this that he is a leader, that he sees others above himself and understands that he still needs to grow for the sake of others and seek all kinds of methods of self-improvement. By studying himself and the opportunities he has to rise above himself, he understands what he can teach others. It is in this state that a person can begin to control others. It is because the feeling of my being lower than others is actually an elevated feeling. I am above others in this, I am better than others in this, I am special in that I feel lower than others. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 22, 2022. How can evil be eradicated in the world? Comment: Amun writes to you, I want to eradicate evil from this world. I hate evil, teach me how to do it. My response: it is very simple. To do this, you must accept one and simple axiom, that all evil is only within you. If this evil did not exist, you would not feel it and would not see it in any manifestations around you. The evil that Amun sees is a projection of his evil, and he sees it from the outside. Therefore, it seems to him that this is bad and that is bad, and so on. That is, he sees evil everywhere in inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human qualities. How can you make sure that you see only good? Correct yourself. Question: let's say I see evil, hotspots, and so on. How can I eradicate the evil within me? Answer: be patient and come to us. I cannot recommend anything else. Then gradually, day by day, you will master the method of eliminating evil and approaching good. This is, in principle, the main thing that the wisdom of Kabbalah studies. Question: is it being revealed today because such a time has come? Answer: yes, today almost everything is already open. Now we just have to master it in practice. Question: is this your main advice? Answer: I cannot advise anything else. Everything else in our world will collapse and die, disappear. Only everything that is necessary for the recognition of evil and good will remain. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 3, 2022. I'm sorry I gave birth to you. Comment: Anna writes, Dear Michael Leitman, I am so inclined to say to my children, forgive me that I gave birth to you in this terrible world. I just cannot tell you how much I am afraid for them. There are more and more such letters. My response: there is nothing we can do about it. We must believe that we are in the complete control of the Creator, and therefore, we must continue our life as much as possible, and as much as we understand it, in some kind of proximity to Him. That is, in the quality of bestowal, in the quality of connection between everybody, and to wish that the world would unite. I think that we will still try to come to general correction in a good way, although if not, then, of course, the same kind force that is prepared for us, in order to bring us closer to each other will be felt by us very harshly. Comment: but you are talking to an ordinary, down-to-earth person who wants to live a simple, normal life. My response: it does not matter what he wants. What matters is what he has to do. Question: will we not be able to just live a simple life anymore? Answer: no, we will not be able to. We will simply be tormented by upper forces that must bring us closer to each other and teach us how to interact with each other correctly until the Creator is revealed between us as a force of good, the force of love, the force of connection. Can you imagine how much more we need to mature before that? Comment: I can imagine. A person does not want to. My response: no one wants to suffer. Yet, we should not want suffering, rather we should want to make the world a better place without being forced to it by suffering. Comment: especially women who give birth to children who want their children to feel good in the future. My response: naturally. This is the best force in nature. It is they who should make the entire world and all men to think about peace, about good connection, and about correction, precisely for the sake of their children. Question: so, will we be having children anyway? Answer: we have to. This process must continue. We will still come to peace in the world. The problem is in which way. We must try to explain to everyone that there is an opportunity to reach common connection, good connection, not in an evil way, not with the help of our nature, which will force us to correct ourselves, but in a good way where we ourselves understand that the process of correction can also happen with our participation. There are two ways between us to reach the same goal. We will try to reach it in a good way. Question: what is required of an ordinary person? Answer: to try to find good connections with other people. And to tell everyone how crucial it is. Otherwise, nature will force us to do this in an evil way. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 16, 2021. Forgetting and falling asleep will not help. Comment: a problem of this century is the loss of meaning in professional activity, whereby employees are disappointed in their work and do not see the point in it. This condition can affect people who are quite wealthy, well-educated, or in leadership positions. But since they are still perceived as successful by others, it is difficult for them to share this and refuse this work. They continue to work like this and burn out. They don't see the point in their work. There is a job, there is work, there is money, but I don't see the point. My response: it is natural. This is the growth of mankind, the gradual development. The egoism of man is not filled. This is the same selfishness that is our basis. At one time he was filled. He enjoyed work, honor, fame, knowledge, money, and the opportunity to somehow implement all this. But today he is not filled. He is indifferent to the opinions of others. He is indifferent to climbing some stairs, and even to big money. There is, one might say, some kind of fatigue, like with any metal or material. So it is here. There is even a term for it: burnout. Question: at what point does this happen? I lived normally. I worked normally, I was on fire at work, and suddenly empty and for nothing. Answer: egoism switched to the next mode of operation. It is not enough for people that everything is given to them. What was before that caused satisfaction and fulfillment, vanity was filled, etc., but not now. I don't know what to do, how to live, or what to work for. I do not know. It is completely uninteresting to me. Something more is needed. What is that more? They cannot tell. There is just no satisfaction, there is filling, but no satiation. What to work for? What to live for? No. Everything. Give me a bill and that's it. People will get there. Why not? This is deliverance from suffering. I would like to forget and sleep. Question: what should a person do in such a situation? You keep saying that there will be such a universal cry. Answer: yes, but this is a cry, the realization of a real desire to understand the meaning of life. So why do I need all this? To such an extent that even children, which are the most important thing for a person, and especially for a woman, will not be happy. And everything is there, absolutely everything is there, but I cannot even do my work mechanically, something for their sake. Nothing. This is the real despair from the lack of fulfillment of the egoistic plea. Question: when will deliverance come? Answer: deliverance will come from this state, when there will be a huge howl to all of heaven, and after that humanity will begin to understand why it really exists, not earlier. Only when there is a real need to understand the meaning of life. Then we will live. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 31, 2022. The mechanism of ending the war. Question: during war, society is not only developing, but also regressing. Wounds that remain after the war take a very long time to heal. Is it possible somehow to expedite the process? Answer: it all depends on how a person is aroused by the Creator through the system of higher forces and how one reacts to it. It can be fast or it can be slow, but, in principle, the process can be accelerated. It lends itself to acceleration. Question: can you describe how a Third World War can take place on a spiritual level? Are these conflicts within my desires or in relationships between people? Answer: I hope it will be a relationship between people. They will begin and end between people, and pass very quickly without manifesting in any actions of our world. Question: you always answer the questions about how to stop the conflict that has begun, and in the primary sources it is written, prayer. How does it work? Is prayer my inner desire to end the war? How does it turn on some mechanisms in nature and the war stops? Answer: you get included in the higher system and activate the middle line between the right and left, which averages and balances all the opposite lines. In this way you cause the quality of balance in nature. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 1, 2022. Reach for the root of your soul. Question: can the gender of the soul change? Answer: no, the soul cannot change gender. It is not necessary. You just need to understand the root of your soul and aspire to it. This is the most optimal, comfortable, most beautiful state that a person can have, because at the same time one achieves absolute peace, perfection, and harmony. All the imperfection and discomfort that a person experiences stem from one's imbalance with the root of their soul. Therefore, you should not envy anyone, you just need to find yourself. We see how people run, imitate each other, and achieve the same as others. So, what is next? Absolutely nothing. They are not satisfied with this. By imitating others, they still do not become like themselves, because they do not reveal their inner essence. From CAB TV's Close Up. Reincarnation, May 3, 2010. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what are some life lessons learned from the Harry Potter series? I watched about half of the Harry Potter movie, and the main takeaway I got is that it shows how we have a desire to escape from our reality, or at least to broaden its boundaries. And we can. However, it is no game, and it is not for children. In order to exit our current reality, we need to work on changing our perception of reality. The main barrier standing between where we are in our current reality and entering a whole new reality is pride. That is, in order to exit our current reality, we need to annul ourselves, our egos, and pride is what mainly stands in the way of doing so. Also, indeed, we need a certain kind of magic in order to leap from our reality to a whole new reality. Real magic is when we elevate our qualities above the limitations of time, space and motion. We can then be unlimited in these parameters. In fact, there is no time, space or motion. When we annul ourselves, we annul these parameters from our senses, and we no longer control them. In other words, we need to let go of controlling time, space and motion, that we exist in such parameters, and that we hold on to them like how children hold on to their toys, refusing to let go. Even though we are naturally built with a will to control these parameters, when we let go of them, we then discover a perfect and eternal world free from their constraints. Based on the video Kabbalist Responds to Harry Potter, here's its number one spiritual takeaway, with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.